Hey, we're here.
Okay.
Should've just brought your bottle. That'd
been
good.
Okay, this is special session of the Upshur County Commissioners Court for Friday, November the 4th, 2011. It is 11 a.m. and we are in session.
I'm curious.
The item on the agenda today is to discuss and take action on assignment of duties for 911 mapping and addressing. And it's pretty well public knowledge now that Gina is sick and may not be back to work for a while. And so I know that, and if anybody else wants to say anything, you can. I mean, I know that the court's thoughts and prayers are with her. I can't say enough about what a good job Gina's done for us. And Gina's one of those people that she just does her job, and we don't hear from her very often, and she just takes care of things. In the meantime, we've had a number of people that need addresses for 911, and our 911 mapping system needs to be maintained. I've talked to Carolyn Flores with the East Texas Council of Governments, and she says that they would be able to take over the mapping and the addressing for us, and that they have already been working on that with, because they anticipated that they were going to have to help us at least in the short term. They currently do mapping for 7 counties in the COG. Out of the 14, they already do 7 of those, mapping and addressing. She said that they'll be able to start for us immediately, and they can either do this in the interim until we know exactly what's going to go on with Gina, or we could go ahead and sign an agreement for them to take over and start running the office. It would be done in the office in Kilgore. There is a, if we had a person here that needed an address, and they would simply call Kilgore, and they would get their address, and then the COG would maintain our map. She couldn't give me a, if we sign a long-term agreement with them, then needs to be a 2-year agreement. And the reason for that is because they work off of a state budget, and they have to run on a two-year plan based on the fact that the legislature meets every other year. The long-term agreement would mean that we have an expenditure in Fund 509, which is the 911 mapping. It's $53,000. $53,341. However, please remember that on the revenue side, we receive $30,000 from the COG. So we basically spend $23,000 of Upshur County money operating 911. Ms. Flores said that the cost to the county is based upon population outside incorporated areas, and that the largest county they take care of right now is Anderson County. And last year, Anderson County's bill from the COG was about $6,000. And she said that she thought ours would be about 2/3 of that. So our bill for mapping and addressing would be about $4,000, she thinks, $4,000 per year. So,
how does it work with the city of Gilmer and Ore City and East Mountain and whatever we have?
Good question. If we as the Commissioner's Court reach an agreement with the Council of Governments, then it is for Upshur County, and it is not for the incorporated portions of the county. Therefore, Big Sandy, Gilmer, East Mountain, Gladewater, and Ore City would have to enter into their own agreements with the COG for their addressing. And she told me that they currently charge $100, they charge the cities $100 for the first 500 addresses, and then they charge $1 for every address after that.
No.
And she said an example is, if Big Sandy had 550 addresses in 1 year, then their bill would be $150.
You're talking about new addresses, not maintaining the database for every address.
Right.
$100
for the first 500
new addresses. For the first 500 new addresses.
Yes.
There's no charge for maintaining the old addresses?
What's already there?
That's the way I understood it.
Okay.
Gladewater has their own, don't they?
Well.
Or would we have to take care of part of it?
We've been doing we do some addressing for them. I don't know how much, but I know that Gina addressed East Lake Drive because there was a big issue with Silk Tree, where Silk Tree and East Lake Drive started and stopped because it's one continuous road, but the name changes.
Pam, do you have some information on that?
Yes, sir. I talked with Gina about this, and the city of Gladewater addresses their own city with inside the city limits that are Upshur County. Anything outside the city limits that is an Upshur County Gladewater address, she maintained.
Okay.
So we don't have to worry about
it. And Gilmer is currently working on, before we even had this problem, Gilmer was already working on an agreement with the council governments for their addressing.
Do you have any idea how many new addresses we had last year? I mean, what's that going to end up? What have we been providing for the cities that they're not going to get if we, you know, how much is it going to cost them?
I don't know.
I don't see 500 new addresses.
I mean, that's what I'm wondering.
It's going to cost them $100.
Is there going to be 500 new addresses in Gilmer? I mean,
no.
I mean, that's sort of my opinion.
Well, Big Sandy just went through a city address change that they did themselves. Mm-hmm. And then they sent it to Gina, and she incorporated it into the 911 Malpe. They did that like a year ago.
So we're looking at three or four cities. Can we pay? Can we just pay the $100 for them? For the cities? Because those citizens are paying. They're paying county taxes. I mean, is that proper?
I'll tell you how the legislature looks at it. And the reason we have to pay the four to five, however many thousand dollars it's going to be for the COG to maintain our mapping and addressing. The legislature says the reason they don't pay for it is a function of the local governments, the local counties and cities. And so,
you know,
I don't have a problem.
It sounds good, but like she said, when Big Sandy redid theirs, would we be paying for that? The reconstruct or
they weren't new. I guess you consider them new addresses, but if you lived at like 102 North Pearl, they changed your address to 98 North Pearl because they felt like there was growth for numbers. Yeah. So that's all they did, was they just renumbered existing to make way for new growth in
Big Sandy. Well, we don't know from Carolyn if that cost, to what extent.
Okay. Let's do first things first anyway. Let's figure this out. Do we want to discuss a long-term contract today, or do we want to do something on an interim basis and depending on Gina's status?
It might be best today to enter into an interim agreement with them.
That's my opinion. So
until we know,
and we would know, we could get more information on it, and then we wouldn't be tied up.
But we can get it.
Gina's going to see the treasurer, see Meyer this afternoon, and Meyer may not be able to tell us everything that they talk about, but I may be able to talk to Gina too.
And when we say interim, what do we, how does that work as far as the COG just kind of?
They'll just take over.
What will be our cost for interim? Is it just going to be figured the same way?
I did not discuss that with her.
I wonder if they'll prorate it or?
Well, do we need to call her last week?
She's still drawing her salary. Mm-hmm. So that would be part of that. You know, we get $30,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, from October the 1st, they still owe a portion of time, and she's still drawing her salary right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say how much that is going to be because I've got to talk with her.
Mm-hmm.
Is that grant specifically for 911 mapping?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
And I do some paperwork on for the COG to get that grant, to get that $30,000 every year. And Gina and I worked on it together in order to turn it in. And it gives you figures on new roads and signs and everything that's been done for that previous year. So if y'all are interested in it.
I think an interim will be more proper.
I mean, I think it would be more appropriate.
Appropriate.
For
that's the word.
Under the conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if we,
we can nail down all these questions.
Because I'm going to take for granted that at the point where we contract with the COG, then our $30,000 grant's gone.
Yes.
And then we've got an employee that, we just eliminated their job. What do we do with them? You know, I think that under conditions we certainly just go for an interim.
Yeah. I agree.
I move that we use that COG as interim 911.
Second.
So the motion by Commissioner Spencer and seconded by Commissioner Crabtree is to assign our 911 mapping and addressing duties to the East Texas Council of Governments on an interim basis.
Is that like 90 days? 60 days? Where do we want to go with it? I mean, is there a time?
That's a tough one.
Is there a time? Let's say the remainder of this year?
Well, let's just say it
until
Gina's back to work.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Philip, her last name's, I keep calling her Gina, but it's O'Field. Mm-hmm. You know how to.
O-F-F-I-E-L-D, I believe. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Oh, you got me. Covered.
Those in favor?
Will they be in
No, it'll
be in Kilgore.
Okay, do I just leave everything alone down there? Mm-hmm.
Just leave everything alone right now.
Make sure everything's secure.
Yeah.
I have a question too.
Yes.
Do we have a single contact person?
Yes. Let me give that to everybody. The contact person is Kim Wheeler. And the phone number is 984-8641. And her extension is 245. When you get into the COG phone system, then you have to have that extension.
If you call the COG and you're calling for a 911 address, I think the very first option it gives you is to press 1 for a 911 address if you don't know her extension. So
yeah, but right now it's going to say which county do you need, and right now it's
not on there.
Upshur County's not on
there,
so you're going to have to talk.
Got to talk to Kim, okay.
Yeah, or leave her a message.
So they're going to help me with the redistricting as well, right? Because mm-hmm. Gina and I were working on the redistricting.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will, Pam.
We have a few little hurdles.
I'm a four of you.